Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the KPR Mill Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. And I'll hand the conference over to Mr. Archit Joshi from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Neha. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of B&K Securities, I welcome you all to the Q4 FY24 earnings conference call of KPR Mills Limited. We have with us today Mr. P. Nataraj, Managing Director, Mr. P. L. Murugappan, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. P. Kandaswamy, Company Secretary. Without further ado, I'd like to hand over the floor to Mr. P. Nataraj for his initial remarks, post which we can take questions from participants. Thank you and over to you, sir.
For the financial year 2023-24. The financial year 23-24 was a challenging year for the textile industry as a whole. The fluctuation in cotton prices resulting in lower realization of yarn, reduced demand from downstream apparel companies, increase in energy cost, piling up of inventories, severe competition from competing countries, etc., were some of the contributing factors. However, embracing the challenges and opportunities, KPR could achieve considerable revenue and profitability with the support of its integral strengths, aggressive competitiveness, ability to meet the changing market trend and the supportive garment segment. Its expansion in vortex spinning, strengthening of renewable power resources through rooftop solar power plant and modernization of spinning division to improve quality and productivity further are expected to drive its growth level to the next stage. We are continuously monitoring the textile market conditions. Still, yarn market is under continuous margin pressure and lower demand. In general, garment orders in Tirupur market is lower compared to previous year, but KPR has good orders on hand. The present brownfield expansion is expected to complete during the first half of the current year. We are waiting for the market to improve to plan for further expansion. We are seeing some improvement in the yarn market during the current year. KPR, with its unique strengths, is possessed with requisite infrastructures and ability to mobilize labor to expedite its expansion plan at any time. With these opening remarks, the floor is now open for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rishabh from RBSA Investment Manager. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi, sir. So, regards to the African operations, we have had some bitter experience in the past. Hmm. But recently, we have seen that a couple of entities, including an Indian company, they have acquired manufacturing setups in Kenya or Ethiopia. So, how is the situation now in terms of feasibility of doing business there? Is it same or is it better, sir?
Sir, we have set up the manufacturing facility in Ethiopia, where in the particular region there is some issues. So we are not proposed to go for further business opportunities in Africa right now. We may be seeing it in later.
But in terms of doing business there, Malab, is it feasible now, or is it just company-specific problem that you're seeing?
Ethiopia is not feasible because both Europe and U.S. has withdrawn the tax benefits extended to Ethiopia.
So what about Kenya or other African countries? Are we open to doing some business there in terms of, so some of our big customers say so, or we are looking at only Indian expansion going on?
Now we are looking at Indian expansions only, not looking at overseas expansion.
Okay. So any new customer we added, sir, in this quarter?
Yeah, we have added few customers in U.S. in a smaller way, like Big B, Big B, Triple B. It's one of the subsidiary of Pfizer and all we have added. Some of the new customers also in pipeline, we expected to come.
Okay. 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 Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak from Sundaram Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
So I have a couple of questions. My first question is, sir, since you know past couple of months there are talks about U.K. FTA. Now my question is, if this FTA does comes through, what could be our addressable market opportunity in terms of you know dollar rupee term for cotton-based basic knitwear apparel? And are we seeing increased inquiry from existing clients such as Primark or Marks & Spencer or prospective new clients in this regard?
Sir, presently the market is more or less stable. Not much of new inquiries are all coming. The existing buyers are continuously placing the order and they're taking goods. The order position is comparatively better than the previous periods. We are having an order of close to 4,000 plus kind of order, 1,000 crore plus kind of order position. Now, if U.K. FTA happens, it will be added advantages for KPR because we are already in Europe in a big way. It will help us to increase the market share.
Okay. And sir, according to you, what could be the, you know, TAM or addressable market which you are seeing for that cotton-based basic knitwear if that comes through?
If this comes through, it's only U.K., no? The FTA is going to happen with the U.K. only. The addressable market would be U.K. only. We feel it may increase by another 5-10%.
Okay. And so moving to second question. So I have seen that whatever EBITDA margin you have shared in the past couple of years, if I calculate your EBITDA on per piece basis, you know, it has jumped from 30-odd rupees to, let's say, 40-odd rupees, presumably in FY 2024. I want to understand, sir, what has caused this delta of EBITDA per piece to move from 30 to 40 rupees, and is it sustainable or will it move back to pre-COVID levels?
Sir, it is sustainable because we have increased the value addition in this segment. We already explained to you, like, we have introduced the full body printing, fabric printing, garment printing, and embroideries and other things in the recent past, say, 2-3 years' time. So slowly the value additions are increasing in the garment. Even though it's a basic garment, we are adding some value additions in that. It resulted in increased margins in the garment segment.
Okay, so then it has nothing to do with, you know, power consumption, cost reduction, or, you know, gross profit per piece increase. It has everything to do with only value addition?
Yeah, everything to do with value addition.
Okay, sir. One last question from my end. So what was our total units generated in Cogen for FY 2024, and how much was it used for captive consumption in million units?
Yeah, we have produced somewhere around 11 crore units, both the wind power and the solar, and they are entirely captively consumed.
Okay, so I'm asking specifically for Cogen.
Cogen, we have produced somewhere around 32 crore units. Its own consumption would be somewhere around 12 crore units for sugar production only, not for the textile production. Balance sold in the market.
Sir, 32 was full and I could not hear the captive one.
32 crore units, out of which 12 crore units consumed in-house.
Okay, okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avnish Chandra from SMIFS. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for taking my question and congratulations management team on a good set of performance. Sir, my first question is related to garment. So we had 40 million piece production. So can we maintain this run rate? And my related question is the capex you announced for 30 million additional capacity. So will that come into the picture in FY25 and we will be able to maintain this run rate?
Yeah, yeah, we can maintain this run rate. We hope that the brownfield expansion expected to complete in the first half of the year. So second half, we hope it will increase.
Okay, so after in the first half, we will have that 30 million additional capacity and we can maintain this run rate. And that this year we had more million of pieces than the rated capacity. So how much outsourcing we have done or how did we manage this number?
The brownfield expansion is going on. It is like, it is not a new expansion. No, brownfield we are adding machines because of the production is little higher.
Okay. And sir, fabric number in rupees and million ton for quarter?
Yeah. For the quarter, we have produced about 22,000 tons of fabric.
Mm-hmm.
2,285 tons of fabric and the value of about 66 crores.
Okay, value 56 crores. And sir, whatever we sell outside, everything is processed fabric. We don't sell anything grey fabric.
No, we sell only grey. We don't sell fabric, processed fabric.
Okay, so outside sale is grey fabric and captive is processed one.
Yeah, yeah. For our own consumption, we process.
Okay. And sir, last question. Sir, any other capex we are planning in ethanol or sugar segment or anything on the garment defense segment?
Right now, we are not planning for any expansion as it is. We will inform, the lot of expansion programs are all on discussion. We will inform you as and when it gets finalized.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Kothari from Alpha Accurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. A few questions from my side. One, how do you see the overall demand environment from the garment division perspective? If you can give the, you know, the country-wise, Europe, North America, Australia, in terms of the inventory, destocking, is it over? And how is the likely season currently, what you see?
We are carrying inventory of about 1 month stock. And presently, the geographical sales is Europe around 60%, US is about 20%, Australia is about 15%.
Yeah, correct. I'm not asking the sales mix. I'm saying, how do you see the each market in terms of the demand outlook, you know, for this?
Stable, sir.
And how do you...
Market is stable. So whatever the expansion we are doing now in brownfield, we hope that it will be met with the demand.
I see. Means, are you seeing that basically in the first 6 months itself, you will be able to run at optimum utilization?
First 6 months will take to complete the project. We hope that in the second half of the year, we will run it at optimum.
Okay. And typically, you know, the optimum utilization generally... In the first 6 months, you know, typically how much one should assume?
First 6 months, somewhere around the same whatever we have done this quarter, somewhere around 40 million garments.
No. I'm saying once your expansion project starts, say for example from September, am I right? So the expansion.
Yeah, it will be expected to complete by September.
Correct.
So from the second half of the year, not exactly. From the second half of the year, we hope that the production will come from the new, the entire brownfield expansion.
Correct. So my question is, during October to March, how much do you think you are likely to, you know, produce from this new capacity?
Hopefully somewhere around 40 million garments per quarter.
40 million garments per quarter.
45 million garments per quarter.
45 million garments per quarter. Okay, so basically, you know, what we are saying is, so from 38, right now, your average is around 38, if I'm not wrong, correct? From 30, basically you expect it to go up to 45.
Yeah.
40 to 45, something like that.
Yeah.
So this, so the, you know, in first half, before this starts, do you expect, you know, 40 million and then 45 in the second half? That's how you are seeing it?
Yeah, first half is somewhere around 40 million and the second half expected to be somewhere around 45 million.
Okay. And in terms of the, you know, the overall, you know, realization per garment, do you see the new capacity, is it going for more value-added segment or you think the realization likely to product mix by and large will remain the same?
Remain the same.
Okay. Okay. Understood. And in terms of the, you know, the raw material prices and margin, how do you see that? You know, what is, are you getting any inventory right now? You know, from that perspective, yarn as well as fabric, as well as your key raw materials?
Sir, inventory stock you are asking for?
Yeah, yeah.
We have a cotton stock of about 3 months.
Okay.
Yarn and fabric is market driven. We are having a stock of about 10 to 15 days.
Understood. Cotton inventory, you have about 3 months. Understood.
3 months, yeah.
And are you seeing any significant increase in freight cost or is it broadly manageable?
Broadly manageable.
Okay. And in terms of the competition, you know, how do you see the competitive environment? Are you seeing a very tough environment or is it a by and large, you know, how do you treat the competition right now globally?
Globally, competition is tight only. We are competing on the Asian countries like Vietnam, Bangladesh, China and all competing very heavily. So it is same only.
I see. I see. So the new offtake, you know, when you're planning...
I request you to come back for a follow-up question.
Okay, this is just last question. So I'm seeing further, you know, significant improvement from second half, whether this kind of a demand is already tied up with the customer, this kind of supply of the new capacity?
No, no. We won't tied up in advance. We will do it in the course of the business.
Oh, got it. Thank you, sir. I'll come back in queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman Agarwal from Carnelian Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to get an idea on the EBITDA margin for yarn and garments with me for this quarter.
So yarn is about 12%.
Okay.
Garment is about 24%.
Sir, if you can explain the decline in margins, like yarn, if I'm not wrong, was 15% in last quarter, right? And garments at 27%.
Yeah, yeah.
For the decline, sir.
It is being a season, there is a little fluctuation in the cotton prices.
Okay. So like the 3 months of cotton stock we are carrying, like what the what could be the cost of that, like which we are carrying on by the date?
We cannot disclose the prices on the whatever is the cost of material and all. It's only the approximate number only we can tell.
Sir, any reason for the decline in garment margin? Is it also the cotton prices or was there any other factor?
No, so this is basically the inventory cost.
Okay, got it. Sir, we had announced a capex for processing facility which we are expecting to finish in 1.5 years. So how is that progressing in terms of getting government approvals and like when can we have that processing facility available which will be obviously for our future growth, not for the current, but like for the future growth.
Yeah, yeah, it is on. It is in progress. We hope that it will be completed as per the plan.
By when do we expect that to complete?
Expected to be first half of
2025-26. H1 26. Okay. Sir, are we seeing any impact due to the Red Sea issue or like? That is behind us, like, if you can talk about it.
Yeah.
Are we seeing any impact of the Red Sea issue, like, in terms of availability of containers for exports? So, yeah, just wanted to get an idea on that.
No, not much of an impact, sir.
Sorry, sir?
Not much of an impact, and the business is as usual.
Got it. Thank you for answering my question, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas Jain from Aquarius Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, sir. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, firstly, if you could comment the 40 million pieces of garments that we did, how much was the share of essentials or full-length garments?
Sir, it's more or less completely essential, sir. We are into that segment only.
So ideally, is it like, is there any dramatic change in the product mix between on a year-on-year or on a sequential basis between last quarter and this quarter?
No, sir. More or less the same.
More or less the same. Okay. Okay. And sir, in terms of garment margins, of course, in lower scenario, we did see 26-27% margins as well. But on a steady state basis, 24% is something that we should...
22 to 24% is what is we can take it as a steady margin.
Okay, okay. And sir, if you could like give a difference between the revenue of sugar and ethanol and the margins there as well.
Yeah, sugar. The sugar division as a whole, the margin is about 28%. Sugar revenue. Sugar revenue 73 crores for the quarter.
Okay.
Ethanol is about 150 crores.
Okay, and the margins for both the segments individually?
Individually, we do not have. The combined margin is about 28%.
All right, sir. And sir, just one small request. If you could share this operational details along with the presentation, I believe that would be much better for the investor side. Just a small request from my side.
Yeah, actually, it will come in the balance sheet detailly. Maybe in 10-15 days' time, we will be publishing it. Anyway, we will discuss with our team and let you know.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Yash from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, team, and thank you for the opportunity. If you could firstly repeat the CAPEX plan, my line got disconnected. And secondly, I believe... a few of your peers are looking at a little slightly more aggressive CapEx, in terms of garment expansion. So wanted to understand what is our strategy over the next 2 to 3 years, probably of our existing capacity, what sort of capacity are we planning to put up? Yeah, that's the first question.
Sir, we propose to invest in the textile segment only. Right now, and we are waiting for the market to improve. Basically, in the yarn segment, still having a margin pressure, and if yarn segment having a margin pressure means the garment business has to improve, then only the margin will improve. So the garment industry, especially the knitwear industry, is still having order issues. So the market situation is not very comfortable. So we hope that the things will improve in the coming half of the year. Then we will decide on the further capex in the textile business. By the time we are doing the brownfield expansion, it will continue. It will be completed sometime in the first half of this year. And it will start giving revenue from the second half of the year. Other expansions, we have not decided yet.
Okay, sir. So brownfield is 30 million, right? If I'm not
30 million, yeah, you're right.
Okay, got it. Sure, sir. If I have any other questions, I'll come back.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ahmed Madha from Unifi Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So, just I wanted to understand the garment number a little better for the Q4. If I look at the Q4 volume data, it is roughly 49 million pieces. So how we have been able to do this much volume considering our capacity, I think, is annual near 150 million. So I'm not able to understand how the volume number is so high. Did we have any some inventory or what?
The sales volume is little higher because we have some of the inventories are got liquidated during this quarter. And the actual production volume is about 40 million and sales volume is about 49 million.
Okay. And we should be able to sustain 40 million in the next year first half.
Next year, oh yeah, you're right.
Okay. And regarding the realization decline, about 20% realization decline compared to Q4, so is it just the function of cotton price or is it the function of any value mix change?
More of a cotton price.
And on the sugar business, I think we had couple of weak quarters for Q3 and Q4. So I think, is it fair to assume that in the next couple of quarters for this sugar season 2023-2024, it will be weak, and then from next season onwards, it will pick up? How should we think about the sugar business?
It is the off-season for sugar. For the first half of the year will be little less, and the second half being a season, it will be little higher. Overall, we have achieved somewhere around 28% for the year. We hope that the things will be good for the coming year also.
But sir, I'm not able to understand the sugar volume piece. Why are the volumes down for there? I understand ethanol, you cannot utilize full capacity, but volume should be good. What am I missing?
So you're right, but what happened is sugar, when we produce more sugar, we have to wait for the government release order for selling. That's why the volume is little less.
So how much inventory you are sitting on as of now?
We have an inventory of close to about 150,000 tons.
150,000. So you expect that, based on your inventory quota as of Q4, and you will get some volume quota for the next couple of quarters.
Next two quarters, we will get the release orders.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, that's all, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mulesh Savla from Shah & Savla LLP. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
Well, sir.
Sir, can you throw a little more light on the FASO activity, FASO business, because how it is doing and what steps are we taking to increase the visibility and all those things?
Sir, in the marketing side, we are taking the next level of advertisement and the sales promotion activities in South India. It is going on, that we hope that it will be increasing the volume and value also. The theater and advertisements in the newspapers and the handouts and the in-stores advertisements, those things are all going on. We hope that it will give a good result in the coming period.
So by and large, are we now pan-India, or still we have restricted our marketing efforts towards South?
South India only, sir.
South India. Okay. And can you share the top line and EBITDA margin on that particular division?
Sir, not meaningful compared to the volume, whatever we have. But it is close to the top line. I can tell you it is somewhere around 25 crores now. We hope that
it will. For the quarter or for the year?
For the year.
For the year. Oh, okay. Got it. So I think we need to push this up because.
You are right.
Correct. All right, sir. That's all from my side. Wish you all the very best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants, please limit your question to two per participant. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Biplab Debbarma from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. My first question is on the garment expansion. So has the situation improved in Europe or Germany for you to consider greenfield expansion in garment, or the situation is still the same as it was in, say, 5-6 months?
The situation is still green, no? The both Europe and especially Germany and all is facing some problems, especially higher inflation, lower demand and other things. We hope that the things will improve. It is because of the world order. We hope that things will improve in the coming period.
Okay. Okay. That's good. And the second question is on your sugar and ethanol production. If normal crushing season, if this year there is a normal crushing season, what would be your estimated sugar production and ethanol production in this financial year if everything remains normal?
So the first half of this year, if you want me to tell you the season, it is expected to be normal. But because of this drought situation in Karnataka and Maharashtra, government asked us to produce more sugar during this season. So the sugar production is higher than the ethanol production, and they expected to be higher only in the sugar side, so ethanol production will be less. But in the coming season, hopefully the things will be normal.
So, sir, that's what, in FY25, what do you think would be ballpark sugar production and ballpark ethanol production?
Expected to be somewhere around 2 lakh tons of sugar. It's about 6 to 7 crore liters of ethanol.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the light of Aditya Surana from MSEC. Please go ahead. Hello, Aditya.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to know about the volume and revenue split between yarn and fabric.
Sir, you are giving me. Sir.
Hello.
Yeah, tell you, sir. Volume, yarn 19,000 ton. Fabric 2,000 ton. Value, yarn 496 crore. Fabric 56 crore.
And what is the production number of sugar and ethanol in FY24?
Sugar production in 24, 1,76,000 tons sugar, 9 crore liters of ethanol.
For ethanol?
The 9 crore liters of ethanol.
9 crore liters. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vineet Nambu from HSBC PMS. Please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Tell me, sir.
So the thing, for FY24, the average realization for garment is around 170, right? 170 rupees. So this would be, for the FY25, this would be the run rate, or would you expect it to improve?
Sir, the basic prices are more or less the same. If the cotton prices fluctuates, it will may vary little. Otherwise, expected to be the same line.
So you are expecting it to be in around 170.
Yeah, 170 rupees.
Okay. That's it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lokesh Manik from Vallam Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible, sir.
Yes, sir. So my question is on the UK FTA. So just to understand, if India goes through with the UK FTA, does this give you access to the European markets in terms of, if we have to go directly through EU FTA? So would you be able to service European markets through the UK FTA route with the brands that you are associated with or the customers that you are serving?
We have to see the final form of the FTA. Then only we can comment about it.
Like, would there be any intra-country duties between UK and EU with, you know, if it is supplied from India?
Yeah, we have to see that.
Okay. Okay. That's it for my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amruta Sane from Wealth Manager Indian Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I have two questions. First is regarding the garment capacity. As in right now, we have 157 million garments capacity, which we are increasing to 170 million garments per capacity, right?
177, so correct.
So after this, do we have any scope for any further brownfield expansion, or will we have to do greenfield expansion there?
More or less, the brownfield expansion will be completed. Then there are going to be the new capacity only.
My second question regarding the ethanol under the sugar segment. As in the ethanol sales are like for FY24 are around 51% of the total sugar segment. And we see that the margins also have increased in the sugar segment to say what 24%. So FY25-26, do we expect the ethanol to continue to remain higher as in the proportion to sales?
Ethanol will be higher only, but in the coming year, the sugar sales will be little higher than the ethanol sales.
So the margins might go back to the previous average?
Well, there will be some impact, but not to the previous level.
Okay. Thank you. And last question, what is the order book that we have currently?
That's a 1,000 crore plus kind of order book.
Sorry?
More than 1,000 crore order book.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sunil Shah from SRE PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, KPR has been one of our portfolio companies for more than 10 years. Sir, just if I observe the way in which we have grown, you know, from just pure yarn to fabric, then to value-added garments. But in the last 3 years, our EBITDA has been in that range of 1,300 crore mark, and PAT has been in the range of about 800 crore mark. Now, our top line has grown, you know, from 4,800 to 6,000 crores, etc. But our EBITDA margins have come down. So, I want to understand, is there any structural issue which is causing this kind of thing? Because 3 years in a row, we have not seen, you know, EBITDA consolidate or PAT consolidate. Now, Europe is a challenge where, you know, about 60% of our revenue or exports is coming through China. US is about 20%. So I want to understand, is there anything from the demand side or is there anything from extra new competition? Why are we consolidating at this level? If you could explain this or make me understand this much better.
Basically, if you look at the textile industry as a whole, in 2023 and 2024 is facing a margin pressure in all fronts. Especially yarn is facing a very tough scenario, and margins used to be somewhere around 17-18%. Now it is somewhere around 10-12%. So the margin pressure from the yarn front causing a reduction in the EBITDA percentage. And we were able to pull it on because if you look at the spinning in the spinning companies, they are having a very tough time because of the of our integral strength and the fully integrated business model. We were able to maintain the profitability even though in the tough times. Otherwise, the margin pressure is there in every segment because the yarn from yarn to garment, every stage we have a margin pressure. Because of this integration and unique manufacturing setups, we were able to pull it on. If the market is turned back, the things will improve substantially.
Okay. So we are seeing some challenges on the demand side. That's the reason why we are seeing this consolidation. And, you know, what is it that is going to change, meaning going forward?
So basically, the yarn demand need to be improved from the present level to next level. then the garment demand also has to improve, because we are being the large player, we were able to get orders and we produce more number of garments. But the small garment players are facing problems. In Tirupur, if you look at the order positions, are more or less 30-40% lesser than the normal. So the demand for yarn has come down substantially. That resulted in lower margins in EBITDA for the yarn business. So those things need to be improved. Especially Tirupur being a network cluster of India, the market should improve. Then only the yarn prices will improve. The other business also will start improving, like fabric sales, dyeing and other things will improve. So overall market sentiments will improve.
So my one more point is that if we see this kind of, you know, prolonged demand challenges, could we see many players winding up and moving out of the business, and then few successful, strong, integrated players will have better opportunity? Is that a reasonable assumption?
Would be possible, sir, but it is not entirely correct, no, because in the spinning industry, people investing a lot of money, so they can withhold them for some time.
Globally, is China causing any challenges for us in terms of, you know, providing these products to the European and the US market?
So the China is coming as a competitor for yarn and fabric. They are selling it at a discounted prices in the market. That causes the yarn margins and the fabric margins.
All right. Fine, sir. Thanks for this, making me understand things better. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Biplab Deb Verma from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
The margin pressure that you are seeing, is it because of the competitions or because the overall demand from our export country is muted? And just trying to understand what is causing this, margin pressure.
Basically because of the lesser demand from the garment manufacturers, because yarn need to be sold to the end users, you know, garment manufacturers, where the orders are all very low, so the demand is not there. Because of that, too many suppliers in the market for us, comparatively lesser buyers.
Yeah, that I understood. So the demand for garment, is it lesser in Tirupur because of the competition from Bangladesh and other Vietnam, or because the overall demand, overall pie from Europe has shrunk?
Overall demand from Europe is getting affected because of this war.
Okay, so these things may improve as the situation in Europe.
It is slowly improving, sir.
Okay. So the thing should be back to normal.
Yeah, back to normal. We hope so.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Anush Kumar from Spark Asia Impact Managers. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. This is Anush. So I got a question, and my question is on FASO. So what is your aspirational target, sir, like 3 to 5 years down the line? What would be the contributions from FASO to the top line? And this is a different business to your existing core textile, which is more of a B2C business, and that could be cash burn. So with respect to addition, store addition, as well as the employee cost. So what is your target in terms of on both top line and bottom line with respect to FASO?
So we have a target of about 100 crores in 3 years' time. and the stores and all not yet decided. It's, now we are operating on dealer model.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from the line of Pratik Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thank you. Good evening, sir. So my first question on, we are generating quite some 600-700 crores of cash every year, and our capex plans, at least in the near term, doesn't seem to be so high. I mean, yes, we have increased dividend, but any plans for buyback or any, what are you thinking about the further capital allocation from here?
Just we are seeing the opportunity. If we get some opportunities, we will be utilizing it. Otherwise, we will decide the further course of action.
Right. So, because even to put up a greenfield, I mean, like we did last time, a greenfield garment capacity does not require so much capex. So, unless you're putting that money in sugar, we might not require such large capex. So,
That's what I'm telling you. We are just waiting for some opportunity because business, we need to invest because it can generate a lot of money. So, we are just waiting for some opportunity in the first half. We will decide what to do with the money.
On the sugar side or textile garment?
Basically textiles. In case any opportunity comes in the other segments also, we will look at it.
Correct. Fair enough. And sir, I mean, yes, the realizations in garments are lower, but volume-wise, we have grown quite well this year. I mean, from 128 million to 150 odd. And this is despite US, Europe, and not lifting as much volume as they used to do a year back, or the demand there not being as good. So, what is driving this growth for us? I mean, is it just new customers, or are we replacing someone? If you can just talk about how are we outperforming the end market in this?
So, being a large player in the segment, especially in the basic garment segment, we were able to compete with the others because others are also having some issues. The standalone garment units, they have to buy everything from outside. The margins comparatively lower. So the orders also, the big players wanted to place with the large manufacturers so that the delivery time and the price competitiveness also will be good. That's why we were able to perform well. We are expecting that we will continue to perform well.
Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Vikas Jain from Aquarius Capital. Please go ahead.
So one question from my side. Given the fact that our cotton prices remains stable at current levels, garment realizations for the next year will largely remain at the same pace, or are there any value additions that we are doing in our overall offerings?
We already done all the value additions we proposed. So expected to be around this level only.
Around this level. All right, sir. Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Dipen Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening and thank you for the opportunity, sir.
I
had one question on the cotton side, sir. Could you just give us some more insights on how are the cotton prices currently in respect to the international prices? We are listening and hearing or maybe reading reports that international cotton prices have started coming down significantly. So what impact could it have on our cotton procurement, and what are our plans maybe over the next 2-3 quarters, sir? Thank you.
Sir, actually the garden being agricultural commodity and the seasonal, the new season will start from October. Already the mills would have purchased for this quarter, and the next quarter they may be purchasing it. The prices of international cotton prices are lesser by about 3-4% than the Indian prices. So the import duty is there. If we import the medium stable cottons from overseas, it costs about 5% more, 5.5% more because of the duty. So more or less the prices are in line with the Indian prices. We don't see much of traction in that.
Okay. So on an average for the current year, our cotton cost should be similar to the last year, sir? Or around that much only?
The first half, instead of full year, we cannot predict. And the first half is expected to be the same.
Okay, it's expected to be the same. Okay, sir. Right, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Deepak from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so just a follow-up question on garment. So could you please share what was the revenue from just the garment product sale and the incentives which we clocked for FY24?
Sir, incentive is somewhere around 7%, but it includes 170 rupees.
Sir, could you repeat again?
The incentive includes the 7%.
Yeah.
It is 170 rupees, includes that 7% incentive.
No, sir, I'm asking what was our garment product sale, because I understand that in your garment you include your export incentives and some other income as well. I'm just asking what was the garment product sale, which you report in your annual report.
Yeah, you send a mail, sir, and send it.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you. Indian textile industry is expected to rebound in the current year on consistent improvement in the domestic demand, lower cotton prices, and gradual recovery in exports. With an ability to achieve impressive performance even in difficult market conditions, strategic diversification, adapt to changing market dynamics, and a focus on emerging opportunities, KPR stands well positioned to further expand its market share and maintain its consistent growth level. Thank you once again. Thank you all.
On behalf of Batliwala and Karani Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.